Today, Shir's Masech the Bava Kama on Daft Tzadik Aleph. We will begin on Daft Tzadik Amid Beis, in the middle of the sixth line from the bottom of the Amid with the words Tana Rabbanan. Our Gemara in yesterday's Shir discussed the machloikis between Shimon HaTemani and Rabbi Akiva, based on a pasuk, Vihika Ishas Re'eu Be'evanoi Be'egroif, where Shimon HaTemani said on the first wide line here on Tzadik Amid Beis, that my egrof miyuchet shemaser le'edul le'edim af kol shemaser le'edul le'edim. Shimon HaTemani is of the opinion that Bezdin has an obligation to view the murder weapon or the weapon used in Nezikin, just like a fist. The egrof is something that Bezdin can ask the mazik to see it, whether it was capable of doing that damage to the nizik, as Rashi, in the middle of the Amid Divrei Amasla Shemashal Eidu Ula'edim states, Sheyochel Avia LeBezdin La'imda, you can bring the fist to Bezdin to evaluate. Imroy Egrif Zel Lasis Chavolazu, can this fist do this damage? Vim Ein Roy, and if the fist in fact can't, if he's not strong enough to cause this damage with his fist, Lo Yisham, the Mazik will not have to pay. Shemachmas Chalu Shosei Shalzev, Rachusei Nechbal. The reason why the Nizik got damaged was because of his weakness, his softness, but it was not as a result of the action of the mazik. So therefore, just like Bezdin has to view an egrev, it has to view every weapon used in damages, a stone. If it was used, Bezdin has to evaluate, could that stone cause the damage that was done to the nizik? Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and Rabbi Akiva's shita is that Bezdin is not obligated to view the weapon. And now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa, six lines from the bottom of the Amud, Nageya, pertaining to this machlokes between Shimon HaTemani and Rabbi Akiva. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan taught in a brisa, Shor Tam, Shehimis Vehizik, if a shor who was not yet a muad, first it killed someone, as Rashi explains, and then it, in a separate incident, it caused damage. So the din is done, and I say din in the fashas. The Bezdin paskins whether this shor has to be killed. The ain done, and I say din in mominus. And the Bezdin does not judge din in mominus. As Rashi explains, since we know that a shor tam pays migufoi from the value of the body of the shor itself, here, since this shor is going to be paskin to be a shor aniskel, and the shor aniskel has to be killed, and his body is asur banah, so this shor's body is not worth anything. Memela, there's nothing to, there's no reason to adjudicate a monetary halacha here, because the bialim don't have to pay from their estate, from their property. They have to only pay from the guf hashor. The guf hashor is not worth anything. So the halach is we only paskin on the life of the shor, and he becomes a shor niskel, and the owner does not have to pay anything for the damage that a shor caused. Muad, what about the same case happened by a muad, shehimis vehizik, first he killed someone and then he damaged. The din is, don and I say din imominis, we first paskin the monetary din, v'chayzer v'don and I say din in the farshas, and then we paskin, and we'll see the reason in the Gemara, then we paskin the din in the nefashos. By shor hamuad, the owner has to pay not from the guf of the shor, but he has to pay from his estate, what he owns. So the halacha is we first paskin the monetary case. He pays min aliyah, he pays mi beisai, he pays from his assets, and then we paskin the din on the shore to be a shore in this school, and we kill the shore. But it has to be in this order: first the din in mominus, and then the din in nefashos. Kod muvidanu din in nefashos. If first the Bezdin paskin the din in nefashos, ain chayzer muvidanu I say din in mominus. In the case of shor amuad shehemis vehizik, if we made the trial in the same order, din in nefashos first and then din in mominus, the halacha will be that we do not, after the Dinei Nefashis, make the Dinei Mamonis. Ask the Gemara, we don't understand this. V'chi kadmu v'danu Dinei Nefashis, if the Beis Din did the wrong order, and they first paskin the Dinei Nefashis, my havi, what, so what? L'hedev l'dani d'nami the Mamonis. Since we collect the money, not from the goof of the shore by a shore mood, but rather from the assets of the mazik. So what's the difference if the shore is alive or whether the shore is killed? We don't, the shore doesn't have to be here. We're going to see later there's a halacha that the baldin, the mazik, has to be in front of Bezin. Ein chavin l'adam shalai b'fanav. We can't paskin a case against somebody to his detriment when he's not here. But we can paskin when he's here, even if his shore is not here. And we're not going to collect the money from the goof of the shore either. We're not going to anyway collect it from the goof of the shore. So even if we paskin him to be a shore in Niskel, before the we first paskin the Dinei Nefashis, so what? We could still go ahead and paskin the Dinei Mamonis. Why is it only in this order that first Dinei Mamonis and then Dinei Nefashis? Amar Rava, said Rava, Ashkechatinu the Rabban of the Bei Rav. I found the Rabbanan in the Beis Hamedrash. The Yasvi, they were sitting with Kamran, they said the Pshat in this Brisa is Nageya to the Machloikis that we mentioned at the beginning of the Shir between Rav Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Akiva. Ha'amani, Rav Shimon HaTimani, he. This Brisa is going according to Rav Shimon HaTimani, the Amar, who said, Ma Egrif Miyuchet, Shemashalei Dolei Dim, just like the fist is special, that it is given over to the Beis Din and to the Eidim, that the Beis Din is able to view this weapon of destruction, as we turn to the Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph. So Alma, what do we see from Shimon HaTimani's Din? From Rabbi Shimon HaTimani, we see Be'inan, we require Umdina de Be'dina, we require that the Beis Din should evaluate whether this Egroif or this Evan could have done the destruction that it did to the Nizik. So just like this is a halacha by a mazik with his fist or with his stone, says Rashi, so too the halacha will be not only in a case of a murder case, but even in a case of Nizakin, the halacha is like this, as Rashi brings a pasuk. Vehika ish ezra eyu be'evan oy be'egrai v'lo yamus. And he will not die. It was only a case of damages. So just like the din of umdina, the Beit Din is required in a murder case, it is required in a case of nezakin. So just like it's required by a person, it's also required by a shore. In our case of a shore, it's required to assess whether this shore was capable to cause this damage to the nizik. But now will come the problem. If you paskin the Dinei Mamonis first, fine. Then we can obligate the owner, in the case of Mu'ud, to pay from his assets the damage that his shore did. But if you're going to paskin the Dinei Nefashis first, v'hakivin the Gomer Dina Liktola, once the Beis Din has made a final psak that this animal has to be killed because, in fact, it caused the death of this person, and it's a shore on this goal, then lay mishainanle, we're not going to keep it alive. Lo umdun de beidina. You want that now the Beis Din should evaluate whether this shore was capable of causing this damage. It Veloima Anina Ladine. We don't cause any delay. And the reason we don't cause any delays, we find by a person that once has a psak that he should die, a Mises Beis Din, the Beis Din does not cause any inuya din. They don't cause him any mental anguish that he's going to be worried about being on death row and waiting to be executed, but right away he is executed. So the Ravid asks, but what we're speaking here about a shore. What does that have to do with a shore? The Ravid answers that since we have a rule that kemisas habailim, kach misas hashor, that just like the death is applied to the owner, it's applied to the shore as well. So even though the reason doesn't apply to a shore, because the shore is not going to have any mental anguish, but yet we we follow the same halacha, just like we don't give any adin to the Baal, we don't give any adin to the shor. And therefore, if you're going to paskin first adin in nefashis, you're not going to be able to wait around and evaluate, because that will be procrastinating the shor's execution. And the shor has to be killed, just like the Baalim are killed without any inu yadin. So that explains the brice that we learned on Tzadik Amid Beis. In the case of a mu'it, where you pay from the assets of the mazik, but first you have to do the dinei mominis case. And then you do the dinei nefarshis case. If you're going to do the dinei nefarshis case first, and the dinei mominis case requires umdina de beidina, you don't have time to make that evaluation because you have to kill the shor right away. Va'aminu lahano, and I, Rava, said to the Talmid Chacham that were in the Beis Medrash, you don't have to say that this price is going like Rav Shimon HaTimani, I feel the Tamar Rav Akiva. Even if I hold like Rav Akiva, that Bezdin does not have to assess the murder weapon or the weapon that caused destruction. And yet I will have a pshat why it's only if you pass the Dinei Mominis first and then the Dinei Nefashis. But if you're going to pass the Dinei Nefashis first, you will not be able to pass the Dinei Mominis, even according to Rabbi Kiva, who does not require umdina de beidina. Hach mayaskinin, you know what it's speaking about here, where once you pass the Dinei Nefashis, you no longer could pass the Dinei Mominis. Gagonche Barach, the Mazik was afraid of the penalty that money that he's going to have to pay as a result of the monetary trial, and he ran away. And since he ran away, Rashi says on the third line of Rashi, "Ve'ein chavin loy ladam shalai b'fanav." As we mentioned before, we cannot have a din Torah if the Baal is not here. We can't cause anything to his detriment if he is not in front of Bezdin. And that's why we're not passing the din in Mamnis. Ask the Gemara, Ibarach, if this Bryce is speaking about a case according to Rabbi Kiva, where the owner ran away, ki loy danu din nefashis, in the case where we're doing dini mominis first and then dini nefashis, and we didn't yet do the dini nefashis, so heichad anina le dini mominis b'lay b'alim. If it's a case where he ran away, so he already ran away by the dini mominis, so how can we pass on the din without the b'alim being there? The answer is the kibbil sadio baruch, that Bezdin had already received the edim, that accepted the edim on the damages that the shor had done. And then the owner ran away, and the problem is that he didn't leave anything over, any other assets from us to collect. We are able to go and adjudicate the case, but there's no assets for Bezdin to take a hold of. The only thing is the shor itself. So if you do the mominis, it'll be okay. But if you're going to do din of farshas first, the shor has a din of shor on this skull, mimela, it's worth nothing. There won't be any din of mominis that you'll be able to paskin on, and because there'll be no assets from which to take the din of mominis. Ask the Gemara, that still doesn't explain it, because soif mecha mishtalem, even if I'll do the din of mominis first and then the din of farshas, there are no other assets except for the shor. If right after Dinei Mominis comes to Dinei Nefashis case, and we say he's a shor niskel who has to die, and he's not worth anything, he's aser bano, you can't have any pleasure from the shor niskel, so again, I cannot collect anything from the shor. So the owner ran away, there's no assets, the only asset is the shor. The shor is worth nothing. So what's the difference if the Dinei Mominis comes first, or the Dinei Nefashis comes first? In both cases, there's no asset from which to collect any money on behalf of the nizik. The Gemara answers, no. If you pass the Dinei Mominis first, Miregia, you can collect it from plowing. We will let the Nizik plow at the shore. His plowing is worth money. And he'll plow at the shore until he gets paid back what the Mazik caused him damage. So Rashi explains, If the Dinei Mominus comes first, that's what we do. But if the Dinei Nefarshis comes first, we're not going to wait around for the shore to plow, because there's a chiyuv on the shore to be killed, and there's an inyan of Inui Adin, Kemisa Zabam, Kachmisa Shore, the shore has to be killed right away, just like the owner would have had to be killed right away. We're not going to wait for the Nizik to collect from the plowing. But if you did the Dinei Mominus first, he doesn't have on him yet a din of Misa, so we'll let the Nizik get paid off, and then we'll go to the din in the Farshas. Ask the Gemara, Yochi, if so, Tam Nidaine, Dinei Mominus Bereshev, Nishtala, Mirija, Vahodin, Nidaine, Dinei in the Farshas. Why do you say that by Tam? We paskin din in the Farshas. And then it's Migufay Mishalom, and he's not worth anything, and therefore you cannot paskin din in Mominus. Let's do the same thing. Let's paskin the din in Mominus. Let's collect from the Regia, from the plowing, and then we'll paskin din in the Farshas and kill the shore. Amar Rav Mori Bered Rav Kana, Zaysa Meres. From here we see the Regia, the plowing, Aliyah de Marahu. This is not considered Migufoy of the shore. This is considered, this potential to rent out a shore for its plowing is considered an asset. And since a shore tam pays only Migufoy from the actual value of the body of the shore itself, the rental ability for plowing is considered an asset, and you do not collect from an asset. You only collect from the guf ashore. And since the guf ashore is going to be worth nothing because it's a dinin nefashis shore on this skull, therefore, by tam, we only paskin the dinin nefashis. We do not paskin the dinay mominis. There's no way to wait for the raja, because the raja is an asset, and you don't collect from an asset by a shore, you only collect from the goof, which is worth nothing. Continues the Gemara Yiborilu. The Gemara had a question. We've already touched on the fact that, according to Shimon HaTimani, there is oimed by Nizakin. As we brought the Rashi, the top Rashi on the Amid, that it's not only by a case of Misa, but even if a loyams, even for Nizikin itself, Bezin has to evaluate whether this fist, this hand, this stone was able to cause damage. But here, our Gemara is beginning to ask this very question, which we already know the answer to. Says the Gemara, Yiboilu d'bnei yeshiva had a question. Yesh oimel nezakin, ein oimel nezakin. Is there a din of oimed by nezakin or not? Mi amrina, do we say, liktola hudam dinit? The only time you evaluate a weapon is only for katala, as Rashi brings down the pasuk, because the pasuk says be'even yad asher yomus bo'iko, that in Bamidbar Lamed Hey it says he had a stone in his hand with which he killed the victim. So we see that it has to be a stone on which we could determine that this was a murder weapon with which he could have killed the Nizik, the person who got killed. So, mi amrin, do we say, liktola hudam dinin, that we only assess by ketola. But, as the pasuk says, bahachi nafki neshama, we're going to determine, with this stone, his neshama could be go out of the body, but here he could not have been killed through this small stone. Since nizakin damage could happen even with a small little stone, somehow or other there could have been a damage made, maybe even a freak accident, but it could be made even with a small stone. So maybe we don't estimate by Nezakin, only by Misa. Or Dilma Leishner, maybe there's no difference between Misa and Nezakin. And Beznes, according to, if we hold that there is Umdana by, there is Umdana of Bezdin, you need it not only by Misa, you need it by Nezakin as well. Toshma coming here. The Torah speaks about a bor. A bor is a circular hole in which if a shore falls in and dies, the owner of the boar has to pay. The question is, why are we speaking about a circular hole? Why not a rectangular or a square hole? So the answer is, because boar, which is a circular hole, has a special property to it. As Rashi says, stam boar is yud tvachim. So ma boar sheish boar kidei lahamas asar tvachim. Just like a boar has the ability to kill some one, a shorter falls into it. If it's 10 tefachim deep, af kol sheish break today, lo hamitzav sar tefachim, anything that is 10 tefachim deep, and the shore falls into it, the owner of that rectangular or square, whatever it is, the owner will be chayiv. Hoyu pchusim asar tefachim. What happens if the pit was less than 10 tefachim? V'nafal otak ha'shor ha'chamor, and an ox or a chamor, a donkey fell into it, umeis, and it died. Potter, because he was only supposed to be careful from a pit that had 10 tefachim, where someone could, where some animal could die. But nine, less than 10 tefachim, 9 tefachim, he is potter. But what happened if Huzik boy, if the shore got damaged in less than 10 tefachim, then the owner of the boar is chayv for nezakin. So my love, isn't it speaking about mimato lemaila kachashiv? That when we say that for nezakin, which is our discussion, do you need umdina for nezakin? It's less than 10, we say you're chayv, and would seem the Gemara thought, even if it's a one tefach, And he damaged himself. Two tefachim, three tefachim, from 1 to 10. And it's chayiv. Achi kamer, mitefach v'adasor, misa leka, from 1 to 10. There is no misa nezakin ikeh, but there is nezakin. Alma, if that's the pshat in this brisa, the nezakin kaldu. For nezakin it's enough, even 1 inch. Shmamino einam dil nezakin. So you see that you don't have to estimate, because normally a one tefach pit shouldn't cause a hezik. So, and yet we say you're chayiv, so it's mashma that for nezakin we don't estimate. If a damage happened, we don't assess could this 1 inch bore have caused the damage or not. So the Gemara says, loy, it's no raya that ain't under nezakin for this brisa. I'll tell you, mimalu lamata kachashiv, it's going from higher to lower. A one tefach bore ain't a chanami would not be chayiv for nezakin. V'hachi kamer, this is what the brisa means. Asara misa'ika. By 10, there is Misa. Pachs me'asara purta. If there's a little less than asara, nezakin isa, and as let's say it's 9 3/4 tvachim, then there is nezakin, Misa leka, there's no Misa. But let's say you'd have less than 9 3/4, then there would not be nezakin either, because you have to estimate. Loyal emelech, I'll really tell you, yeshavel nezakin. V'chol midi umidi, and by everything, kehecha de misika beibin, we require that the Besdin has to evaluate, can this thing that fell into a pit that is less than 10, was there enough to cause damage? Would there be damage by 9.5? Maybe only by 9 3/4. If there is by 9.5, would there be 9? Perhaps, perhaps not. Besdin has to evaluate that. But let's say down to 1, you wouldn't say. We're going from top to bottom, a little less than 10. Besdin has to estimate how much less than 10 will cause damage. Not everything less than 10 will cause damage. It does require oimid of Besdin. Tashma, I'll bring you a different right. He called, Ein Avesimoi, if the master hid his eved on his eye and he caused him to be blinded. Oy, Allah's on his ear, v'chirshe, and he made him deaf. Eved yoshven l'cheres, and eved goes out to freedom. But keneged einoi, if it was opposite his eye, we'll see in a moment, tupshatim, v'ein aroi, and it caused him not to see. Or keneged oznai against his ear, v'ein ashman, now he can't hear. Ein eved yoshven l'cheres, the eved does not go out for freedom. Rashi and Kedushin, on Daf Chavdal and Mabez, learns that the pshat is that he shocked the eved with noise, and he banged against the wall and shocked the Eved, and that caused him to lose his sight or his hearing. That's Pshat Keneged Einoi. The Shita Mekubetzes learns that the Eved's eye or ear was on one side of a wall, the Odin banged on the other side of the wall, and that caused him to lose his hearing or his sight. The halacha is Ein Eved Yoshven L'Cheiris. My time, or what's the reason? Lav Mishum, is it not because the being in Umdina? Because we have to assess, could this have in fact caused the damage or not? Ushmami no, Yeshum Dol Nezakin. As Rashi explains, that the Beznu will evaluate that this bang could not in and of itself have caused it, but Mazle, says Rashi Udasrulei. He had a bad muzzle. It wasn't a regular nezakin that we can be mechayev the mazik for. It was through some freak muzzle that this freak accident happened, and therefore the mazik will not be chayev if normally the shock or the banging on the other side of the wall should not have caused this damage. So the Gemara says, Loi, no proof. Really, I'm telling you that you don't need umdana. If you don't need umdana, why is the other not chayav to free him, even in the case of keneged eino and keneged oizonai? Mishum dam rinin, because we say, the Bach puts in a word, who knew the boys? Actually, he frightened himself. In other words, as the Mephoshim explained, this is a case of grumma. If really you could have controlled yourself and not to get frightened, and yet you frightened yourself through this action of keneged eino and keneged oizonai, that's pshat. It's not a direct hezek. It's only a causative hezek. It's only through grumma. Kedesani, as we learned in a brayso, amavis is chaver, somebody scared his friend. Patur b'dinei adam. He's patur b'dinei adam. V'chayiv dinei shemayim. He's chayiv to rectify it min shemayim, but you cannot assess money. Payments for this in Bezdin. Kate said, what's an example? Talk about Ozna. He shouted into the ear of his friend. He startled his friend through shouting. V'chirsha, and it caused him to lose his hearing. Potter. Achsoi, but what happens if he grabbed a hold of his ear? V'talk about Ozna, and he shouted into his ear. V'chirsha, and it caused him to become deaf. Then the din is chav, that's considered his actual maisa, but if he just shouted into it, that's considered a grum. A grum of Nizakhna is Potter. Potter of Nizakhna. But really, I will tell you that the halacha is that ain oimdin. But here we consider a case of grama biyam, and that's why he's pater tashima. Chamisha, dvarim concerning the nezek tzar ripi shavas boiches, those five things. So for three of the five things, which is the nezek and the tzar, and the boishes, we estimate how much was the damage, how much was the pain, how much was the busha, and that the mazik has to pay the nizik right away. But ripi v'shevis, doctor bills and unemployment, we don't know how long it's going to take. Achi yitzrape, we see how long the time is that he's unemployed, that he's hospitalized, and then he pays it. So it comes out that Nezek, Tsar, and Boishas have to be paid right away, and Ripui and Shevis also have to be paid right away. The difference is that Nezek, Tsar, and Boishas, Bezdin can determine immediately what the damage and the pain and the humiliation costs were. However, by Ripui and Shevis, they have to project how long this person will be hospitalized, how long will he be unemployed. As Rashi and Divrei HaMaskil, Ripui Shevis Achi Yisrapa says, Kloimer, Tzrichim Bezdin Lamed, Kama Royli Yisnaifu L'Mishkav B'Choyli Zeh, how long will this person be hospitalized because of this sickness, this illness, this damage? U'mechayven Azeh Litin Loi Miyad, he has to pay it right away, but what does he have to pay? The projection of Kol Ripi V'Shiftoi, his entire hospitalization and his unemployment. U'mezoin, as Rashi puts in, that he'll also have to pay him for food, that he will require until he gets totally cured and able to come back to work. What happens if Amduhu, they estimated him, v'hoyim istana v'hoyleich, the expenses took longer than they had thought, and he deteriorated. And he was sicker, he was hospitalized longer, ein noisin le'el k'mosham du. They only give the nizik what the Bezdin had estimated. Amdu v'hivri. What about the opposite? They thought it's going to take a longer time, and he got quicker, healthier, quicker. So nice and like Hamashem do. There we give him everything that they estimated. Rashi says that Mishamaya Rechim Alei, that Hashem had mercy on him. Really, he should have been out longer, but he got quickly healed because Hashem had mercy on him. But as far as his payments, he has to pay the amount of time that Bezdin estimated he would be out sick. Shmami, no, what do we see? Yei shayman l'nezakin. There is an aspect of evaluation where we go with the evaluation for Bezdin, both l'chumra l'kula, whether it took longer or it took shorter, we go with what the Bezdin thought, how long it would take. So you see there is shayman l'nezakin. So the Gemara says, no, that's a different kind of estimation. L'meimad gavra, to evaluate how long the person will be incapacitated, kama lichzer mihamaka, how long he'll be incapacitated from this damage, kama loy mixer, how long he won't be incapacitated, like a boilon. There's no question. Devariam dinan, that you have to evaluate, assess. Kikom a boilon, the Gemara is giving a classic difference between gavra and chefza, between the person and the object. Kikom a boilon, when is our shayla of oimid ben zakin lemeima to evaluate chefza, this murder weapon, this weapon of nezikin, e avet hain nezikoi loy. Here we're clarifying, is there oimid ben zakin? Could this stone have caused the particular damage that it caused? Or lawyer, you don't have to evaluate it. On this, we have a shayla mai, what is the din? But as far as the gavra, how long he'll be incapacitated, that vadai bezna has to assess. Toshima. Now we come to what's negaya to our whole sugya over here, to Raya from Shimon HaTemani. Shimon HaTemani, I'm my girl from Yuchat Shemash Leidolaydim, I've called Yuchat Shemash Leidolaydim. So we learned before that Bezdin has to evaluate the weapon of destruction. Shmami no, yesh, amin lulazak, shmami no. Shimon HaTemani is not only speaking about when the weapon was used to kill someone, but as the pasuk says, Rashi on the top, Rashi on the Amid already spoke it out. Vehiko ishas reu be'evan be'egar v'lo yamos. It's not speaking about me, it's speaking about the Zaken. And yet, according to Shimon HaTemani, Bezdin has to evaluate it. So we see Yeshem and Zaken Shmamino, this is a good ride from Shimon HaTemani. Rabbi Akiva, of course, disagrees with this. Amar Mar, we learned before, Amdu Vehivri, if they evaluated how long he's supposed to be out, and he got healed quicker, nicely, Komash Amdu, you still have to give him whatever the Bezdin estimated how long he would be out. Masala Rava, this is a proof to Rava, Dhamma Rava. Rava said, Hai Mand Amdu Lakul Yayma, if Bezdin thought that he would be out a whole day, the Isbach, and he got cured, Lapal Gidi Yayma, in the middle of the day. The Kavad Avidat, and he went back to work in the middle of the day. So he would have thought that the Mazik doesn't have to pay his unemployment to Shevis for that half day. Yavina later kul yom, we still give him for the whole day. Min shemayu to rachmi alei. Really, Bezdin's evaluation was the right one. He should have been out for a day, a whole day. But Hashem had mercy and made him quickly get healed. But the mazik still has to pay the day of unemployment that Bezdin evaluated. We learned further in the Mishnah. Rakek v'giyah b'raik. If someone spit at someone else and the spittle reached to the person that he spit against, or the hever, and the Mishnah continued, the hever talisa mimenu, he pulled somebody's garment off him, or par rosh isha, he caused a woman to lose her head covering. In all of these cases of busha, mishalem arba mezuz, he has to pay 400 zuz. Amara papa loishan el boy. That's only if the spittle reaches the person himself. Aval bebigdoy loy. But if the spittle reached his beged, he does not have to pay for that busha. In the heavy kibayish b'dvar master gemara, let it be like what you have to pay for someone who embarrasses somebody else with words. Amri Marava, they learned in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmeid Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin, Zoy Samaris, this teaches us, Baish Mitzvorim, if somebody humiliated somebody else with words, Potter Miklumi doesn't have to pay anything. It doesn't mean that he's allowed to do it. Of course, we've learned, Kol Mavayish Pnei Chaver Bar Avin, Ein Lechelik Lolem Abba. The Rosh says that in fact, Bezdin puts somebody who embarrasses other people with words into Cherim, into excommunication. But as far as the responsibility to pay monetary compensation, there is no monetary compensation by Shevet Dvorim, or our case here where the spittle only reached his garment and did not reach into the body of the person himself, there is no monetary compensation. We learned in our Mishnah, Hakoil Lefi Chvoidoi, this is on Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, at the top line of the Mishnah, Zeh HaKalal, Hakoil Lefi Chvoidoi. And then Rabbi Akiva came along and said, "Afil anim shabi Yisrael roynei som kiluhim bnei chayrim shiyardim nechseim." That even an ani is like someone, a wealthy person who lost his assets. Shehem bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. They are the sons of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. The Gemara relates a story where a man took off the head covering of a woman in public, even though she was a poor woman. And Rabbi Akiva said that he has to pay 400 zuz. The Gemara had a shayla, Tanakam, lekulakomar, lechumrakomar. Was the Tanakam saying this phrase, of a kolofichvaydai, everything is dependent on the honor of the person, to make things easier, or lechum kamar harder? What does that mean? Do I say lekula kamar? He meant lekula. The regular payment to a regular person is 400 zuz. But the ikka ani, there is a poor person, the leboil mishka kol yahai. You don't have to pay him 400 zuz. He's not such a chash of a person. Hakala fi chvaydi. If he's less honorable, the bush is considered less, and therefore the mevayish will have to pay less. So then the Tanakam is coming out to be kula. And Rabbi Kiva will be saying, no, that ani has to, you have to pay an ani like a rich person. Because he's the son of Rabbi Tzviyakov. Dilma l'chumra kamer. Maybe the Tanakama was saying l'chumra. The ikah should have boiled the mace away tvei. That a regular ani, you pay 400. But a kalafi chvoida, he's going l'chumra. That for a rich person, you have to pay more than 400. So on that, Toshima, I'll bring you a proof. Minakam Rabbi Kiva. Since Rabbi Kiva answers to the Tanakama, afilanim should be sural roiner, simkilein b'nei charim shorim chseim, shehein b'nei avrabi. So Yaakov, Shemaim enough, from that phrase of Rabbi Kiva, we see that Tanakama l'kulakamar, Shemaim enough, we see, as Rashi explains, that it would only make sense when Rabbi Kiva is arguing on the Tanakama, that the Tanakama said that an ani pays, you have to pay an ani less than an usher, less than 400. Rabbi Kiva said, no, an ani has the same din as an usher. He's the son of a Rabbi Tzvi Yaakov, you pay 400. But if the Tanakama was going to Chumra, that a regular person, an ani is 400, and somebody who's rich, you have to pay more than 400. So when Rabbi Kiva said that an ani is the same din as somebody rich, that means that Rabbi Kiva is saying that even an ani, you should pay more than 400. So why in the case when this man took off the head covering of this poor woman, did he only pay 400? He should have had to pay more. The only pshat that makes sense in the Mishnah is that the Tanakama was saying l'kula, that an ani is less than an usher. An usher is 400, ani is less. Rabbi Kiva is saying an ani is like an usher, that you have to pay for his damage, for his busha, 400. Mice of Epichapar Rosh Isha. And it says in the story that Rabbi Kiva gave this person some time, and he set up Adam to witness how the woman took off her hair covering herself. Umi avin zman. Do we give a person zman? When he has to pay up, he has to pay up right away. We don't give any time for chavolos, for damages. Why did Rabbi Kiva give him time here? So the Gemara answers, we only don't give time for a damage that there was a loss of money. But for embarrassment, where there is no loss of money, we do give the person time. And in that time, he was able to set up where the witnesses could watch that she embarrassed herself. Shamra, he guarded and he watched. I met a Pesach Chatzer. He saw that she was sitting by the Pesach of her Chatzer. She took off her head covering. She smeared it with some small amount of oil. Vatanya, in our mission, it says that when he came to Rabbi Kiva and he said, why do I have to pay? She embarrasses herself. Rabbi Kiva said that a person is not allowed to damage himself, but yet, if others damage him, they have to pay for it. But we learned not like that in the Bryson, not like our Mishra. Tanya, Omrila Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said to this person, Solalto, you dived in, B'mayim Adirim, in very powerful waters. And what treasure did you pick up from the strong waters? You picked up broken shards. They're kalim that are not worth anything, as Rashi explains. In other words, your taina is no taina. Why? Because other mishayel chabal batzman, a person is allowed to damage himself. So in the Mishnah we have, he's not allowed to, and here in the Brayos it says he is allowed to. Omer Rava loikasha, kan bechabala, kan bebayishes. By chabala, that's what our Mishnah says, he's not allowed to. By damages, he cannot inflict an injury on himself. Kan bebayishes, by embarrassment, like the woman was doing, he's allowed to. He is allowed to. So our So the Gemara asks, if by busha you're allowed to, v'amasnis in our Mishnah b'boishesu. We're talking about embarrassment. And what does it say on that in our Mishnah? Uktani achayvul ba'atzmei afal pishen rishoy potter. The lashon of the Mishnah is that somebody who damages himself, even though he's not allowed to, is potter, but others who damage him are chayv. So our Mishnah is speaking about busha. According to your answer, you're allowed to b'vayish yourself, you're not allowed to be chayvul yourself. Our Mishnah is speaking about busha, and it says on that, you're not allowed to do it to yourself. And there's the Gemara, Hachi Kamar Lei. This is what Rabbi Kiva told that man. There are two issues here. Loi me boy boishes. I'm not talking about embarrassing someone. Da'adam Rishoy lo boishes atzmai. A person is allowed to embarrass himself. And therefore, you, however, are not allowed to embarrass him, and you have to pay. Ela afilachavol, even in damages. the ain adam rishon lechavu batzmai, where a person is not allowed to damage himself. So you would have thought that if somebody damages himself and he doesn't care about the isser that he himself is doing to himself, so maybe if somebody else also damages him, he can come to the Rav and come to Bezdin and say, what do you want from me? The person himself is not listening to the Isser, and he is damaging himself. But yet the halacha is, even though the Nizik did something wrong to himself, yet Achem Shechavlu by Chayavim. So by Busha, he's allowed to, but you're not allowed to, so for sure you have to pay. But even by Chavala, where he himself is not allowed to, and yet if he did it, you don't have an excuse to say, well, if he did it to himself, why do I have to pay if I did it to him? But when you did it to him, the din is that you do have to pay. Says the Gemara, Ve'ein Adam Rishoy L'Chavu Ba'atzmai, are you telling me that a person is not allowed to cause himself damage? Well, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. This Braisa is going on the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perikhes Pasuk Dalid, concerning Shvuas Bitui, if someone without intention transgresses a Shvua that he has made. The Pasuk says, Oy Nefesh Kisi Shova, Levate Bisfasayim, this is called the Shvuas Bitui that he uttered a shvua with his mouth, with his lips, lahara or lahetev, either to do something bad or to do something good. L'chayla sher yivate adam b'shvua v'nela mimenu, when he forgot about his shvua, v'hu yadva Hashem, and then he realizes that he has transgressed his shvua lachas meila, he has to bring a korban chatas, which is called a korban oilu v'yoyred. It fluctuates depending on the financial ability of the person to pay, says the Brice on this pasuk. Yachol nishba lahor ba'atzmai v'loy heira yehei potter. If a person made a shua to do something bad to himself and he forgot to fulfill his shua and he did not do something bad to himself, you would think that he should be potter, because the halacha concerning shua's bitui is that you're only chayiv a korban chatos if it was something, a rishus. But if it was a lehetev, something good, which was anyway a mitzvah, or lehara, if it was something bad, which was usher for you to do, so then there is no korban shuas bitui. So how do I know that if someone made a shua to do something bad to himself, to physically cause himself damage, and he did not do that, that he will, I would have thought that Yehei Potter, Talmud Loimer, therefore the Pasuk says, Lahora oy Lahetiv. And I learn out, Ma Hatova Rishos, just like concerning doing something good, it is not a mitzvah which he undertook, because then he would be Potter from the Shuas Bitui, but rather it's something which is a Rishos, he could do it or he could not do it, there's no obligation to do it. Afhara, the same thing concerning to do something bad, is rishus. And therefore, avi nishba lahara ba'atzma lahera, I will add into the category of a chi of shvuas bitui, a korban chatos, oil of a yared, someone who made a shvua to do something bad to himself, because that is a rishus, and he forgot about the shvua, and he did not do something bad to himself, he will be chayav a shvuas bitui. So what do we see from this Gemara? We see that a person is able to be chayvul ba'atzmai. There is no isser, because if there would be an isser, it would not be a dover rishus, and then there would not be a korban chatos here. Amar Shmuel answers, Be'eshev betain this. What he meant to do something bad to himself is not physically to injure himself. That is usher to do, but rather he accepted upon himself to abstain from eating, and he forgot, and he ate. And there he has, that's a dover rishus when he's makabel upon himself a fast. And therefore, that is included in a shvuas bitui if he forgot about his shvua and he ate. Now, the Gemara says, let's work it out. The kava say gabe haras acherim, because there is a halacha that if he does something bad to himself, he's chayiv. But if he does something bad to others, if he forgot about a shvua that he promised to do something bad to others, which is an isser to do. So if we're going to make the case the same, we're going to have to say haras acherim is speaking about lahishivam betainis, that he made a shua that he would make them abstain from eating, and he forgot about his shua, and the other people ate. and he's potter in this case because it's usher to do this to other people. The Gemara says, how could there be such a case? Where does he have the power to place other people in a state of fasting? The Gemara says, yes, it's possible. The Mahadik Lu Bandruna. He locks them up in a room, and he doesn't let any food to be brought into the room, so he could cause them to be in a tainus. So if he does it to himself, a tainus, and he forgets and he eats, he'll be chayiv shua spitui, carbon oil of a yairid. But if he does this to others, he made a shua that he's going to not let them eat, and he forgets about a shua and he lets them eat, so then he will be potter because this is a shua to do bad to others, which is an isser, and whenever there's an isser or a mitzvah, there is no shua's biti korban oil of a yarit. Says the Gemara, we cannot learn pshat like that. In that brisa, Vatanya, we learned in another brisa, ezeu horas acherim, what is the case of doing bad to others, not a case of making them abstain from food, but rather, eka ploini, I will hit that other person, v'eftas marcha, I will split open his skull. So what do we see? That in the case of aras acherim, there is no shuas bitri. But if I do the same thing to, if a person does that to himself, he splits his own skull, he has the right to do it. And that's why, if he forgets about his shvua, he said he'll do bad to himself, he'll break his own skull, and he did not do it, forgetting about a shvua, he will be chayv a shuas bitri. So we see it's a dvar rishus, because if it was usher to be chayvul to yourself, there would be no shuas bitri korban oil of v'yayrit in such a case. El de Gemara says, you're right. Because of your question, we see clearly that there is a man de Yomer who holds that one is allowed to damage himself. We have to say Tanoihi. The Ikla man de Yomer, Ein Adam Rishav L'Chavul Batzmai. There is one man de Yomer who says that you cannot do damage to yourself. Ikla man de Yomer. There's another man de Yomer that says Adam Rishav L'Chavul Batzmai, that a person could do damage to himself. Toysus and Divri Amaskal, Ela Tanoihi explains that what the Gemara is saying is that we're having charata from the answer that we gave on Amud Aleph. We had a stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa, whether Rabbi Akiva in fact said a person is allowed to do damage to himself. So we answered that when Rabbi Akiva said you're allowed to do damage, he was speaking about being mevayish yourself. Whereas Chayvul, Rabbi Akiva holds, you're not allowed to do damage to yourself. But now that you've shown me that there is a Tana who holds that you are allowed to do damage to yourself, I will tell you that it's Tre Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. That ain't a chanami. There is a machlokus between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Our Mishnah, which said that a person is not allowed to do damage to himself, that's going according to the Mandi Amr that Ein Adam Rishoy L'Chavul Batzmai, and the Brisa, which said on Amud Aleph, the last line, that Adam Rishoy L'Chavul Batzmai, that's going according to the Mandi Amr that we just learned, that we saw by Shua Spitui, that you are permitted to do damage to yourself. And now the Gemara wants to know the way Tosfos learns, Man Tana Deshametle, who is that Tana that we have heard that he will hold the Omer Ein Adam Rishoy L'Chavul Batzmai, and we're saying that that is a Tana in Rabbi Akiva, that there are two schools of thought, exactly what Rabbi Akiva held, whether Rabbi Akiva held it's Osir L'Chavul Batzmai, or whether Rabbi Akiva held it's Mutter L'Chavul Batzmai. Who is the Man D'Omer who holds Ein Adam Rishoy L'Chavul Batzmai? As it was stated in our Mishnah, Ilei Mahai Tanu Desanya, if you're going to say the following Tanu, which we learned in a Braisev, Achaz Dimchem L'Nafshu Seichem Edrish, Hashem will search for retribution on someone who takes his own life. Rabbi Lezer, Oimer Mi Yad Nafshu Seichem Edrish Es Dimchem, that the pshat in the pasuk is that if a person hurts himself and he commits suicide, Hashem, after his death, will demand retribution for that person causing his own death. And from that, you want to bring a proof that a person cannot do damage to himself. V'dil mektal shayni, maybe chavola, maybe damage to oneself is permitted, but causing a suicide, a loss of life, that is the thing that's usher. So we can't have a proof from that tana in the brisa there. From Rabbi Lozer, elahai tana hu desanya. It will be the following tanya that we learn in a brisa. Mekarin alameis, we rice kriya. We tear our garments we rend our garments, we tear them after a person suffers a loss of a relative. This is not considered it, that it's chukas hagoyim, that we are imitating the goyim, and it is permitted. Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar said, Shemate heard Shemakara la mace, Yosemi died, that if somebody tears over a mace more than is required in halacha, like him Shumbal Tashkas, he is transgressing the isser of causing a destruction of items, which is prohibited. So we learn from that, says the Gemara, v'kol shein gufoy, if one cannot destroy one's beged more than the halacha requires, certainly one cannot damage his guf. That will be the Tana who holds ein adam rishoy l'chabal esatzmai. Says the Gemara, what's the comparison? V'dil v'gadam shiny. Maybe it's only prohibited to tear your clothing, because clothing is something that you not will not be able to fix completely once it's torn asunder. Kihad Rabbi Yochanan, as we find by Rabbi Yochanan, Kari Lamane, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kufyud Gimel Amud Beis, he used to call his clothing Mechabdusa. This is what gives me honor. When the clothing covers my body, this gives my body respect and honor. So such clothing, which will be torn and not be able to be fixed completely, it is usur, but maybe a body which could come back and be completely healed up, perhaps that is mutter. For Rav Chisda, the Gemara gives another example. Kadhave Mazgi, when he was walking Beni Hizmi Vehigi between thorns and thistles, Madlu Lamani, he would lift up his clothing and he would let the thorns and thistles cause bruises to his feet. Omar, he said, Ze Malarucha, his feet will later heal completely. Vizeina Malarucha, but if I let the thorns and thistles cut through my clothing, I will not be able to fix them. So perhaps it's only clothing. Ela Haitanu Desani, the Tana that holds Einar Meshur Lechabal Asatzmai, will be the Tana of the falling Bryce. So Omar Ablazer Hakapur Berebi, Rav Elazar Kapper Berebi, Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Gimel explains this means, that terminology means Talmud Chacham Muflig B'Doyrei, an exceptional Talmud Chacham in his generation. That was the title of Rav Elazar Kapper, and he learned Ma Talmud Loimer. What is it that we learned in the Pasuk concerning a Nazir, where the Pasuk says, V'chipur Olav Masher Chatal HaNefesh, that the Nazir has to receive Kapor from that which he sinned against the soul, V'chibayz HaNefesh Chatazeh, against which soul did this person sin, Elo Shetzir Atzer Menayayin, because he caused himself pain by abstaining from wine. So that itself is considered that he did something negative to himself. He damaged himself by prohibiting through Naziris upon himself from having to abstain from wine. V'aloi dvorim kal v'chomer. And now we can make a kal v'chomer. Ma'zeh this nazir shloit siratzmei elman ha'yayin nikrachayta, that he only caused himself pain by abstaining only from wine. And yet the Torah refers to him as a sinner. Ha'mitzar atzmei mikol dover. If somebody sits in tainus, as Rashi explains, and he prohibits on himself everything, food and drink, halach is kama v'kama, certainly he is called a choyte, and therefore, from here we learn out, if he cannot sit betainis, so we learn out from here that hu adin, he's not allowed to be choyvel himself. So from Rav Elazar, Hakapur Berebi, we learn out that one is not allowed to damage oneself. The Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yoiner writes that this is only if the tainus has no purpose. But if a person did an avera and he feels that the only way that he can come to complete tshuva on his avera is by accepting upon himself a fast, so it has a purpose, then the person will not be called a chayta. Adar Rabbi will be called someone who's doing a very pious deed by fasting and thus enabling himself to come to a complete tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchas Chayv L'Mazik Perikei Halacha Aleph Paskins, like the Tana of our Mishnah, that it's Aser L'Chavolas Atzmoy, and so we find in the Shulchan Aruch Chay Shemishpat, Simen Tov Chav Halacha Lamed Aleph, Vizel L'Shoinai, HaChayvul Ba'atzmoy, Afal Pi She'ein Rishoy Potter. If somebody damages himself, even though he's not allowed to do it, he is Potter. But there is an Isser for a person to damage himself. If others damage him, then they, of course, are Chayiv. He is Potter, but he does commit an Isser, like the words of our Mishnah, where Rabbi Akiva said that a person is not allowed to do Chavola to himself. This klal that we paskin, that a person cannot do Chavola to himself, is used in the Shas and Tshuvas form to discuss many medical issues. For example, is one allowed to have a kidney removed from his body and give that kidney as a transplant to someone else who's in need of a kidney? And one of the issues that the poskim discuss is the fact that when the person removes his kidney, he's causing damage to himself. And of course, here it's for a positive purpose, so they could save the life of someone else. Another interesting shaila we find in the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zitzal in Igros Moshe Choshe Mishpat Chelik Beis Simon Samach Vav, where Rav Moshe was asked the question whether a girl who is looking for shiduchim and feels that if she will have plastic surgery, this will enhance her prospects of finding a shidduch, whether she's allowed to do this or not. And of course, it revolves around our Gemara that we paskin that it's also for a person to be chayvel himself. Rav Moshe, after a lengthy tshuva, comes out that one who is doing surgery and doing chavola to oneself for the purpose of beautification, it is definitely mutter to do this. And one should look in the Igros Moshe through all his rayas, and one can hear a very fascinating shir from Nissen Kaplan, Rosh Yeshiva and Mir Yeshiva, on the Archives of Ethics series of Shirei Chosh Mishpat al Pisader Adaf, put out by the Beis Avad L'Inyani Mishpat. And if one wants to order the set or find out about the entire Masechta Bava Metzia, which will be soon available, one can contact the VOD at 1-888-485-VOD, V-A-A-D. That's 1-888-485-8223. Continues the Gemara explaining our Mishnah. Hakoitzes netiyosev. If somebody chops down his own branches, his own trees, he is potter. If somebody else does it to him, he is chayiv. So said the Mishnah. Hakoitzes netiyosev afal pishen rishoy. He's prohibited to do it, but potter. But acherim chayovim. That's what Rabbi Kiva told the person in the Mishnah who had taken off the covering of a woman and why he was fining him the arba meizuz. Tani, Rabbi Bar Chana came to Rav. Rabbi Bar Chana learned in front of Rav. Shoyri harak. If Reuven comes over to Shimon and he says, Shimon, you killed my ox. Or he said, Netiyosai, my trees, katsatsta, you have chopped down. And Shimon answers to Reuven, Atomarta lila harga, you told me to kill it, the shore. Or Atomarta lila kait. So you told me to knock down, to cut down your trees. The din is that he is potter. Amar Lei, when Rav heard this then from Rav Bar Bar Chana, Rav said to him, "Kein loy shafkes chay libriyasa. You have not left any normal life to creatures, to people. Kol kmine, does the mazik have a power to say this excuse always that you, the nizik, told me to do it? If so, we'll never be able to adjudicate a case of damages, because the person who did the damage can always say, you, the Nizik, told me to do it." So when Rav Rav Chana heard this from Rav, he said to Rav, "Omar Lei, Ismai, should I delete this brisa that I learned from my group of brises? And are you telling me it's a false brisa?" Omar Lei, Rav responded, "Loi, don't delete it. Because to Targum, you can explain the brisa that you have learned, not in all cases, but to Targum Masnisach, you can explain your brisa in a special case. It's speaking about a shor Aymed Harigod. It's speaking about a shor Tam or Muad that was a shor on Niskel that was supposed to die anyway. Or Beilon a tree Aymed Lekitzitza that was supposed to be cut down, as Rashi explains. Either the tree was an Asherah, was served as an Avodah Zorah, or it was a tree that was jutting out into the Rishus HaRabim where it could cause damage. We were afraid that it's going to fall down on someone and kill that person. Then the din is you have to remove this potential hazard and cut it down. So it's speaking about a case where the Mazik says to the Nizik, you told me that this shore is a shore in this gland, and I should kill it. And or you told me that this is a tree that has to be cut down, and I should cut it down. And then we say that it makes sense what he's saying, because these are the facts of the case, that it was a Shor HaNiskol, it was an Asherah, it was a dangerous tree in the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the Nizik probably forgot that he told the Mazik to do it, and we accept what the Mazik is saying. The Yamshu Shloimeh points out that even though by Shor HaNiskol the halach is that Bezdin has to kill the Shor, but it's this Gemara speaking about Bezman HaZeh, where Batei Dinim don't have the power to do such a thing, but yet the Nizik, in this case, has an obligation to remove a danger from his midst, and therefore the Nizik would have been the one to do it, and we're saying that we accept what the Mazik says, that he was being a shliach for the Nizik to do this. But the Gemara asks, if this is the case here, is if this is what the Brice is speaking about, Ihochi, my katoinli, what is the Nizik coming to Bezdin and claiming against the Mazik? What kind of monetary compensation does the Nizik claim from the Mazik? If everybody agrees to the fact that this is a Shor HaNiskol or that this is an Asherah, then it's not worth anything. It has to be cut down. So what monetary compensation is he asking in front of Bezdin from the Mazik? The Amar Leit, the Nizik says to the Mazik, Ano b'ina l'mevet ha-mitzvah. There is a mitzvah here of a b'arto romik rebecha. You're supposed to remove the evil from your midst. Why did you do it? I was the one who wants to do this mitzvah. And then we say that Bezdin believes the Mazik when he says that you, Nizik, you forgot that you told me to cut it down. Now you're telling me you wanted to do the mitzvah, but at the time you just wanted to get rid of it and you told me to do it. Desanya, where do we find that there is an inyan where a person can be teveya, a monetary compensation for losing the chance of doing a mitzvah? We learned this in a brisa. It says by a undomesticated animal, a chaya, or by a bird, that there's a mitzvah of kisi adam. So it says, v'shafach, he should pour, v'chisei, and he should cover the blood. He should pour out the blood and cover it. Misha shafach yichasa, the person who pours out the blood of the animal or bird, he should do the mitzvah of kisi adam. Maisa, there's a story back at Shishachat. One person did the maisha shchita, v'kadam chaver v'chisa, and his friend jumped in, and he did the mitzvah of kisi adam. V'chayvay Rabbi Gamliel, litlon asar zehuvim, and when this case was brought in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said that you caused the person who poured out the blood to lose the mitzvah of kisui adam, and that is worth asara zehuvim. You have to pay 10 gold coins to him for causing him to lose the mitzvah. There's a machlokas haposkim whether this is a standard fee of asara zehuvim any time that I cause someone else to lose a mitzvah that he was supposed to do, and I jumped in and I did the mitzvah instead of him, I always have to pay asara zehuvim, or is this something that fluctuates? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel decided in his case to pay asara zehuvim, but another dayan in a different case could assess it for either higher or lower amounts of money, or it is a standard amount that's always paid, which is asara zehuvim. This, in fact, is a machlokes haposkim.